Hello. Thank you very much for the opportunity to take part in your survey. I was intrigued by the questions, and I would be happy to participate and give you some answers to the questions you asked. Maybe give you some insight to help you with your research in whatever small way I can. So, I'm sure you'll get a lot of responses to this. I'll try to make mine memorable, at least. So, shall we begin? Okay, question number one. What is my name? Well, I do love the idea of hearing my name whispered breathlessly against my ear, or growled out in pleasure between thrusts, or moaned long and low as you come. But you see, not too many people know my real name. Maybe that's why it would be so deliciously thrilling to hear you say it. To hear you gasp it, I mean. To hear you breathe it out in ragged whispers while my pussy clenches around your cock. Oh, while your balls deep in my cunt. Oh, God, should I tell you my real name? Should I? Let me think about that. I also do like little terms of endearment, like baby. Something about that just melts me. I don't know why. I'm not into little girl. I don't like being called names or being told I'm dirty, but I do love a passionate baby thrown out now and then. Pretty vanilla, I guess. Can I help it if plain old vanilla sex makes me a quivering, horny mess? Okay, question two. Where do I want you? God, where do I not? I think the bedroom is my favorite, because there's so much room for so many positions and possibilities, and the ability to rest, of course, in between, because you're gonna need it. But I do also like the idea of sneaking in public. Maybe, pushing my ass up against your cock while we wait for transit, slipping my hand into your crotch underneath the table at lunch. Ideally, a very important lunch with very important people. Very inappropriate. Or maybe just, finding a quiet corner at work. Sucking you so hard and so deep and so fast that you just end up gulping down all your cum in under a minute. I send you back to work with a huge smile on your face. And as for fucking around the house, well, I do love sucking cock while watching Netflix. I admit, it's one of my favorites. So, if you let me do that, and you were so inclined, I wouldn't object to you pushing me back on the couch and fucking me. Or licking me. Letting me ride you. Or, you know, anything. Anything you thought of. Oh, now as to what you're wearing. Oh, well. That depends on location, I guess. If we're sitting on the sofa, like if we've just come back from somewhere, maybe. Not watching Netflix, because we'd have to do that naked. But if we come back from somewhere, we're sitting on the sofa. I like the idea of a button front shirt, so that I can unbutton it and slide my hands in against your bare chest. Buttons just seem like such an invitation, you know? A sweater is like a barrier. You have to pull it over your head, and that can kind of ruin the flow, you know? But buttons are just meant to be popped open. I like suits sometimes, depending on the cut and whether it suits your frame and whether we're at work and I have to just reach into your trousers and guide you into my cunt really quick. But I think I really prefer comfortable and casual, especially jeans. I love the sound of a belt being undone. There's something very thrilling about that. Like, now we're getting down to business. I like the slow pull of a zipper. I like the way denim feels. I like the way it traps the warmth of your thighs and your balls. It just radiates out into my hands. It just feels so nice. I do like the feel of fine fabric against my fingers as I feel your arms beneath your shirt. I like the sound of rustling cloth as you move in for a kiss. But let's be honest, once I get you alone, once you're within the reach of my hungry hands, I'm gonna want you naked. I'm gonna want you to lift your hips up and slide your jeans all the way down and off. Peel your shirt off so I can see your chest and your arms and your shoulders. I want to see your knees. I know, it's crazy, but I like men's knees. I want to see your straight hips and your cute butt and, of course, your thick, hard, throbbing, oozing, dripping cock. And those delicious, juicy balls. Oh my god. Yes, you'd be naked most of the time. That is a given. And as for me, well, I'll be honest, I'd like to wear whatever will get you hot for me. That's the truth. I know what I feel sexy in. Black lace bra underneath a tight shirt, so you can see my nipples poking through and they get hard. And they will be hard around you. Maybe a little skirt that swishes around my ass when I walk by you. Something that makes it easy to slide your hand up along my thigh and and matching panties. I really like matching bra and panties. I feel sexiest in a little pair of black lace panties. Maybe even a thong. Something you could so easily slip your fingers beneath. Or just pull to the side to lick me if you were so inclined. Most of all, I'd want to be naked as quickly as possible. Along with you. In fact, I'd like us both to have a hot shower together and get all soapy and clean, soft and warm, before we get all messy together. Oh, well, this is getting me kind of worked up. Okay, question 3. Where would I like you to concentrate your affections? so many choices, so many possibilities you went through there. Is there an option for all of the above? Because everything you described, all those delicious, descriptive, vivid options, I could easily see myself just panting to have you do each and every one of them to me. God, the idea of your tongue all over me. Me. Things I never even thought of before. Places I never thought about being licked before. Oh my God. It's intriguing, definitely. But my preference, based on experience, as to how I really want to be touched and caressed, seduced. Oh God, kissing my neck and growling in my ear, feeling your hands on my face, that's just exquisite. But I admit it, kissing me deeply, sensuously. Passionate kissing, soulful kissing. Oh God, that's all makes me trip. That's what really sends me over the edge. So it makes me putty in your hand. It makes me a whimpering, begging, desperate mess. Makes me want to just dive on your cock and just devour you. Just suck and lick and deep throat you until you're moaning too. Oh, it's like a drug to me. Kissing, it's like a drug. I get high on it. I melt. I become this restless, wild woman. I barely even know myself. So yes, please, please, please kiss me passionately. Take your time. Bring out that ferocious lust in me. I think you'll be glad you did. Question 4. How do I want to be fucked? I liked your suggestion. Do I want to be clothed while you take me? God, such an amazing image. My tits out. Barely contained by the few straining buttons of my blouse. My skirt hiked up, ripped stockings and panties. Oh God, that would be so fucking hot. I admit it, I'd love to bend over in front of you. My elbows on the table and just let my ass sway gently as I gyrate my hips a little. Oh, tempting you. I'd be looking over my shoulder at you and biting my lip and telling you to fuck me. Telling you to grab my hips and thrust that cock deep inside me. That would be so incredible. Oh, God. There isn't a position I don't think about. I want to do them all. I want to climb on you, straddle. Lower my pussy down to your cock and ride you. Setting my own pace, taking my pleasure from you. I'm doing it backwards, so you can see my ass gyrate. Oh, God. Oh, but I do think my favorite, the one that makes me come the hardest, is being pinned down by you, with your body moving on top of me, thrusting your cock into me, looking down at me as I come on you. Maybe my ankles around your waist, maybe pushed all the way back by your body, my ankles around your neck, maybe some other variation, but just writhing beneath you. God, my head thrashing from side to side, feeling you thrust into me over and over and over again, just so relentless. Oh my God. Yes, I want you to take me. Yes, and fuck me like I'm yours. Oh God, I want it all. I want you to plead and beg for me. I want you to break me. And I want to break you. And I want to love you and feel that passion and heat and climb through pleasure together. I want it all. I want every single bit of it. Oh, and finally. Oh God, this is over too soon. Oh God. Where do I want you to come from? Well, that's a bit of a trick question, isn't it? I mean, shouldn't it be, where do I want you to come each time? Because you're going to come many, many times. I'm going to itch you first. Sucking and licking and teasing until you're just about to explode. And then I'll stop and keep you there. Breathless, just balanced on that razor's edge of pleasure. I might do that several times. But when I do finally let you come, maybe I'll watch you come all over yourself. I do enjoy that. But I'll definitely want it on me. Right on my tits and my ass and my face. I want to feel it splashing down on me. Covering me, like you're marking me, letting me see and feel your lust and your pleasure. Well, the next time I'm gonna want to taste it. Yeah, I want it in my mouth. Maybe I'll just sit there on my knees in front of you with my mouth open and my tongue out. Maybe you can just feed me. Come. Or maybe I'll let it fill my mouth as I suck you. Swallow every last drop and drain you. Drain those balls. But finally, I think my favorite. I want you to just pump it into me. Yeah, just flood me with cum. Fuck it into me so deep. And fill me up with it. Just let go and give me everything you have. Oh, God. Oh, God, I would love to hear you scream out an orgasm while you flood me with your cum. Oh, my God. So deep inside me. Oh, my God, I think I'll come just from the feeling. So, I hope my answers provided some insight for you. Oh, feel free to ask me any follow-up questions you might have. And thank you again for letting me participate in this service.